Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have Hina Hack, writer of Sadika's Way, a novel that we're going to discuss today with her. Welcome to the show, Hina.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gonzalez.
It's a pleasure to have you. I've been looking forward to learning from you, from your novel, and I understand that we can learn a lot by just reading, because certainly your background plays a huge role in educating us in many different ways. So let's just go ahead and begin talking about that from the basics. Why don't you tell us what you do for a living and eventually how that connects with the creation of or the spirit of the novel, if that is okay with you.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I work for the Department of Justice.
Okay.
I'm one of the deputies. I am in the child support unit at the Department of Justice.
Okay.
And, well, education has been a big part of my background. My family was into education,
mm-hmm.
into the importance of education.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always into writing. Also, people were very interested
mm-hmm.
in the culture, in the cultural background.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago, I was on the community advisory board at the News Journal. And the articles that I wrote
mm-hmm.
In that capacity, you know, the ones that people were the most interested in were the ones that had to do with the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 4 years, I was an adjunct professor at Goldie Beacom College.
Mm-hmm.
I taught marketing, international marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the material that the people seemed most interested in
mm-hmm.
Had to do with the culture. Mm-hmm. So,
and what culture are we talking about, Hina?
South Asian culture.
Mm-hmm.
People used to ask me all kinds of questions regarding
mm-hmm.
Courtship, romance,
mm-hmm.
You know, what were some of the challenges
mm-hmm.
that the South Asian culture presented to women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, you know, I should write some more about it. And that's
right.
How Sadika's Way was created.
So it's a way of reflecting in a way, the culture, the background that you're coming from, which is, and that's part of the reason I have to say that got my attention, because certainly we need to be educated. And I confess, I'm probably the first one to be educated in many ways in such a deep, rich culture that sometimes is not put in the right context, I should say. And it's certainly, it should, because every culture, regardless of the origin, brings richness to humanity in many ways. So let me go back to Sadika's Way. What is the spirit of the novel, Ina? And tell us, let's begin from there, the spirit of the novel.
Well, it's the story of a young girl who's raised in a lower middle class family in Pakistan and
okay.
then comes to America.
Mm-hmm.
The message that I wanted people to hear is that education is very important.
Mm-hmm.
When Sadika finds herself in a predicament with nowhere to go, no one to turn to, it is not a knight in shining armor that saves her. It
mm-hmm.
is education that becomes her salvation. She acquires an education.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, she is able to challenge tradition,
mm-hmm.
rise above tradition, and forge
mm-hmm.
her own path.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and basically also that people are the same everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think the greatness of America is the realization amongst American people that people everywhere are the same and
mm-hmm.
that they have the same aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans are very large-hearted people. They give everyone a chance to assimilate,
mm-hmm.
to become part of the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And Sadika was given that chance. I was given that chance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was proud to be an American, to become an American.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm proud to be an American. That is, I guess, basically the spirit of the novel.
The spirit of the novel. So Sadika, she in the novel is born in Pakistan, and then she comes, at what age comes to America?
In her late teens.
Okay, and which is not different from any other stories that some other immigrants have here in the U.S. So she makes her way to America, and then she begins her crusade, personal crusade, and we're going to go back to that. But why did you decide to write about this, Sadika's way, Ina? What compelled you to do that?
People used to ask me all these questions. Mm-hmm. You know, what is arranged marriage all about? How is romance different in that culture mm-hmm. than in this culture? Mm-hmm. The story is set half in Pakistan and half in America.
I see.
So it talks about cultural differences, and mm-hmm. I have tried to weave the answers to the questions that people ask me all mm-hmm. the time into mm-hmm. this story. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully it is informative as well as mm-hmm. educational.
Mm-hmm. And how is your creative process? Tell me about the process of developing Sadika's way, and how it came to being, the time it took for you to write the novel, and then I know that you're already working on another one, so we're going to go there later on. But still talking about Sadika's way, tell me about the creative process in developing the novel.
Yeah. Well, as I said, it started when I wrote articles mm-hmm. as a member of the community advisory board mm-hmm. at the News Journal. So after that, I kept writing mm-hmm. short essays. I did not have them published, but then I thought, you know, this is too dry. who's going to read this?
Right.
So then I started to develop characters, and then I thought, you know, I might as well write a story, and the story kind of became bigger and bigger, longer, uh-huh. and turned into a novel. Mm-hmm. So I did not set out to write a novel. It just
Because sometimes when I talk to other writers, they have this concept of notion of this kind of a book, and then they put the pieces together. But in this case, it was more organically then.
That is correct. I did not start out to write a novel.
Okay.
I did write small pieces. I would write about educational differences, uh-huh. Cultural differences.
Mm-hmm.
And once I made up the characters mm-hmm. and created the characters, mm-hmm. those characters seemed to be common amongst all those little pieces that I had written. So I thought, let me just turn this into a one long story and a novel.
That makes sense. There you go. So each piece became kind of a character?
No, I basically wrote notes for myself.
I see.
Regarding cultural differences. Mm-hmm. And how those might play out in a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how it kind of became a big story with all those different situations
mm-hmm.
and each situation hopefully bringing out some cultural difference.
Right. So comparing and contrasting is part of the book. So people know and see and relate to something that they are familiar with. And in comparison, they understand deeper, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. You know, some of the issues that people do seem very interested in, uh-huh. Such as the preference for a son in that culture, the concept of honor,
mm-hmm.
The concept of a dowry. You know, all these things are brought out
right.
In this novel.
But perhaps let me take the opportunity to talk a little bit about that, because what we hear here in the U.S. and we read here in the U.S. is not necessarily the entire picture. And sometimes
correct.
Things are taken out of context. So let's give an example, for instance. Is it true then that there's a preference for male individuals in a family? Is it not? Is it taken out of context? You tell us so we understand if that is the case.
No, it is absolutely
right.
true. In those cultures, mm-hmm. In the South Asian culture, there's mm-hmm. definitely a preference for a son. In fact, mm-hmm. The novel opens with the words, novel opens with the words that her name was supposed to be Sadiq, and she was supposed to be a boy.
Mm.
Her parents, Akbar Khan and Bilkis Bibi, had done everything humanly possible to ensure the right sex before she was even conceived. So she was the wrong sex. She was not the right sex.
I see.
And things are kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a culture that is thousands of years old.
Right, cannot be changed just a few years.
That mm-hmm. is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So things are changing. Education, mm-hmm. as I've mm-hmm. said, education is just so important.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what gives people the strength, women the strength to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
To become independent,
mm-hmm.
to be viewed as being at parity with,
right.
with men.
Which makes let me re-engage with the audience, and we're gonna take it back to where we are living right now to let them know that you are listening into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. For the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Our guest today is Ina Haque, writer of Sadiqa's Way, a novel that reflects the Southeast Asia background and culture and compares and contrasts that culture to the American culture, so we have a better understanding of that particular culture. So going back to where we left the conversation, Ina, you're right. I mean, we cannot change a culture just in years, even though things are changing. It is important to understand where the culture is right now and evolving alongside with the culture, don't you think?
What is evolving with this culture?
The culture. Our understanding of the culture should probably be related to ways of connecting, like you are offering here with Sadiqa's Way.
Yeah, I mean, it is very important for people to write about this, for
right.
people to understand this, because the world is becoming so small.
Right,
we need to understand mm-hmm. each other. We need to understand different parts of the world,
mm-hmm.
and so it is very important.
Could you possibly read like a piece from the book that you would like to share? Something that is close to you, maybe, so people have a little taste of the book, if that is all possible.
Absolutely,
Ina.
Absolutely. Let me read a little piece.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point where Sadiqa starts to view America as her country. So. So let me read that.
Okay, sure thing. And while she gets ready, for those connecting with us right now, Ina Haque, writer of Sadiqa's Way, she's going to share a little piece, excerpt of her book, Sadiqa's Way. So please go ahead, Ina.
Okay. Whenever she thought of the wonderful sense of self-worth and self-esteem that she had developed since she had come to America, she felt fiercely possessive of everything American. This great country, with its tradition of personal freedom and autonomy, had given her so much that she wanted to embrace everything about it, or at least to have the chance of embracing everything about it, including Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the 4th of July. Where did it say that she had to belong to a certain religion or have a certain ethnic background to join in holiday festivities? Celebrations and traditions of a country were an integral part of the culture of that country, and as of now, all American celebrations were hers, since America was hers.
Beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. So there's a long way that it is true that America is inclusive. It is true that America allows, but sometimes there's problems that communities face.
That is correct.
What are the challenges that you've encountered, and has the novel been a way for you to dispel perhaps some myths?
On a personal level,
mm-hmm.
I have never experienced prejudice.
Okay.
I know that prejudice and bias does exist. Mm-hmm. But as I said, on a personal level, I mm-hmm. have never experienced it. Americans are large-hearted people. I have been able to achieve everything that I wanted to achieve mm-hmm. in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has asked me before admission to a school or before giving me access to a job,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is your background? Mm-hmm. What is your ethnicity? What mm-hmm. is your religion? No one has ever made me feel that those things might be important.
Right.
And they have never been important in my work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that at work anybody views me any different
mm-hmm.
because of my background.
Right. Do you think that the education, since you're a very well-educated individual, you're a lawyer by training and the likes, is that something that helps?
Absolutely.
Right.
Education gives you strength. Mm-hmm. Education gives you confidence, sense mm-hmm. of self-worth, sense of self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you challenge
mm-hmm.
traditions,
mm-hmm.
Rise above traditions. And people perceive you differently if
right.
you're an educated person. They can Indeed. Relate to you better too.
Right. Could you please give us a better sense of the Pakistani community, if you have that information, just came to me right now. Is it big in Delaware? And how big, to your knowledge, is here in the U.S. at this time?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know that it has really increased
mm-hmm.
Over the years that mm-hmm. I've been here. I guess I've been busy in my own life.
that's a good reason not to, right. No, so, you're right.
So I have my own little world
right.
in which I live.
Mm-hmm.
I have my work. I
mm-hmm.
have my family.
Mm-hmm.
I have my hobbies, which
mm-hmm.
a big part of it mm-hmm. is writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I really am not that involved in anything else.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
What about cuisine? Because you in Pakistan have very distinctive cuisine. And some of the things that I tried recently, they're just like samosas, for instance. And they are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, when they are cooked the right way. So what is your favorite? Maybe mention your three favorite dishes from the Pakistani cuisine.
Oh, biryani.
Which is?
Which is like rice. With
uh-huh.
It is spicy. It has all different kinds of spices in it. And
uh-huh.
it has meat in it. And it is delicious.
Uh-huh. Do you cook and, it?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm a decent cook. And I cook all kinds of stuff. And
uh-huh.
my children, they, you know, after they left home,
mm-hmm.
when they come back,
they want you
they
to cook
they
the real
want mom's food. You know, it's interesting. When they were growing up, I used to cook our
mm-hmm.
traditional foods.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted hamburgers.
And now it's
and now when I want them to want hamburgers and pizza,
they don't want hamburgers.
They want me to cook.
Well, it's a good thing that they have finally come to appreciate when you were cooking. Tell me about the second dish that you like.
Oh, I guess halim.
Which is?
Halim is like all kinds of lentils and
oh, okay.
it has meat and it has grains.
Mm.
It's all cooked together. And you eat it with you know with chilies and with brown
oh,
no, onions.
You're making me hungry right now. Tell me some dessert that you like.
Oh, you know, I love dessert. My problem has always been I love food. I love entrees. I
mm-hmm.
love desserts. But I should not be eating them. But
okay. All right.
I love gulab jamun. I love all ethnic desserts. Plus, I love cheesecake.
that's always to go type of food. And let me switch gears, Ina, and because I understand that you're writing another novel right now.
Oh, yeah.
So could you please give us a little bit of information, and then perhaps I'm sure people would like to get in contact with you and maybe even buy the novel. So let us talk about the one that you are working on right now, and then maybe where they can get the novel that you wrote.
Yeah. The novel that I'm currently working
mm-hmm.
on, it's called Ishrat. Ishrat is one of the characters in this Sadika's Way.
Oh, okay.
So I gave her own novel. So, mm. It's in the works. Mm-hmm. I'm editing it right now. Mm-hmm. And if you want to buy Sadhika's Way, it is available in libraries. It's mm-hmm. also available in Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
About a year ago, it was re-released as an ebook.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so it's easily available. It is
right. And let me spell that for those interested. Sadhika's Way is Sadikas. Way, Sadhika's Way. The author is Ina Hack, Hinahaq. And as she says, it's easy to get it. Just Amazon, go there, and there's an ebook version that you can read. How long the novel is?
It's about 300 pages.
So it's a solid, maybe one of those.
302.
Right. Depends how fast you read. It might be a week, couple of weeks, maybe three, depending.
Yeah, depends.
Because it's about to enjoy something.
Absolutely. If you read one page a day, it'll take you 302 pages. 302 days.
It could be like a year project.
Yeah.
But make sure you have good, nice Pakistani coffee for that, right?
Tea. I'm a tea drinker.
That is true. I'm confused. You guys like tea, and sometimes frequently you put cream on top.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way.
The
I
British
like
way.
I love tea with a little bit of cream.
Yeah, and that's very British, I have to say. Not my cup of tea, I have to say.
If anybody wants to give me feedback regarding that novel, they can.
How
email
can they
me.
Do that, Ina?
They can email me. I'll give you my email address.
Mm-hmm.
It is hinahaq2003@yahoo.com. And I would love to hear feedback from anyone who wants to give it to me.
There you go. And with that, we're almost closing the program. Just to thank you again, Ina, for your time today and sharing Sadhika's Way, the novel that you wrote. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.